Astori Publishing presents Shadows on the Ridge. Daniel adjusted the straps of his worn ski bag, his mind heavy with unspoken regrets. The Nevada mountains stretched before him, a stark contrast to the city's suffocating gray. Beside him, Laura zipped up the door of their rustic cabin, her eyes reflecting both thrill and doubt. For months they had drifted, Daniel consumed by deadlines and Laura seeking meaning beyond urban life. As night approached, the couple prepared to mend their strained relationship. On the porch, the wind whispered through the pines, indifferent to their worries. Laura studied Daniel with exasperation and sorrow. "I thought you'd be more excited about this escape," she murmured, a blend of reproach and longing in her voice. Daniel met her gaze. "This isn't my usual playground, but maybe it's what's needed," he replied, his words tinged with the ache of ambitions paused by career demands. Suddenly, the wilderness stilled, and they instinctively moved toward the windows. A brilliant flare sliced across the sky, more intense than a shooting star, casting an unyielding light. The flare disappeared behind the mountains, followed by a pounding shockwave that shook the ground. Laura reached for Daniel, exchanging wide-eyed looks filled with fear and curiosity. "Did you see that?" she whispered, awe in her tone. Daniel squinted at the distant mountain, where smoke curled in the darkness.
"I don't know what it was, but we need to check it out," he said, surprising them both with his determination.
In that moment, their past grievances receded enough to form an unspoken alliance. Hastily, they gathered their gear, Daniel with a flashlight, Laura clutching a first aid kit, and stepped into the cold night. Their boots crunched on ice and snow as they left their retreat, each step firm despite the tremor of apprehension. Approaching the shadowy mountain, the crash site's hum drew them forward. With a final glance at the fading cabin, they set off toward the distant light, eyes straining against the cold, hearts summoning courage to face the chaos ahead. The trail wound up the mountain's rugged flank, each step an uncertain gamble. Daniel moved with a mix of determination and habit, his urban instincts mapping a path through nature's unpredictability. Laura, less assured in the wilderness, trailed close, her unease matching the cold night air. The faint moonlight barely lit their way over rocky ledges and snow-laden dips, each crunch of boots underscoring their growing vulnerability. Tension simmered as they navigated the treacherous terrain. "Are you sure this crevice is passable?" Laura asked, anxiety lacing her words. Daniel's reply held little warmth. "It's the closest way up." His focus was on the distant horizon where the flare had vanished. Nearing the crash site, they encountered an unsettling scene. Smoldering metallic debris scattered in a crater. The wreckage shimmered under a dying glow, exuding an air of power intermingled with disarray. The acrid stench of burnt fuel lingered, mingling with something otherworldly. "It's unnatural," Laura whispered, stepping cautiously closer. Their thoughts scattered as rapid footsteps echoed from the shadows. Figures emerged, clad in tactical gear, weapons drawn. At the forefront, a man radiated authority. "You there," he commanded. "This area is off limits. Identify yourselves." The crash site's eerie quiet shattered into chaos as gunfire erupted. Daniel yanked Laura behind a metal slab, heart pounding. "We need to move," he shouted, urgency thick in his voice as bullets ricocheted. The extraction team acted with precision, intent on securing the site and silencing any witnesses. Agent Harper's voice sliced through the night, commanding, "Halt! Comply now!" His words left no room for negotiation, driving further panic. Under the barrage of gunfire, Daniel and Laura darted from cover. In the confusion, Daniel spotted a steep slope to the north, a potential escape route. "This way," he urged, grabbing Laura's hand. They scrambled down an overgrown descent, stumbling across rocks and diving into shadows, each slip heightening their fear. "We can't keep running forever," Laura gasped, the realization of being hunted gnawing at her resolve. The firefight faded, the wind scattering smoke as Daniel pressed against a pine tree, scanning for movement. Across from him, Laura whispered, "We're not safe." The landscape transformed from a fiery battleground to a silent wilderness. Hidden amid dense pines, the weight of their situation settled in. They weren't just accidental witnesses, they were targets. Daniel's jaw clenched with determination.
They're not done with us, he said quietly. We have to keep moving. Laura nodded, her dread mingled with resolve. If they want errors, then we're mistakes they'll never catch. Their whisper dissolved into the cold, unforgiving night. The first wave of pursuit was just the beginning. The wilderness, once a refuge, now loomed with uncertainty and danger, each rustle a reminder of a relentless hunt. The mountain's chill mirrored the icy grasp of a fate they couldn't predict or escape. Snow whipped across the path as Daniel hauled Laura onward, their boots striking the frosted earth with desperate rhythm. The forest around them was a shifting maze of deep shadows and uneven light. Each crunch of their hurried steps was accompanied by the low hum of distant drone rotors, a mechanical reminder of their relentless pursuers. Daniel's face was set in grim determination, while Laura's eyes darted nervously toward every rustle, the mountain silence punctuated by strange, unaccountable sounds. They pressed through a stand of crooked pines until the murmuring wind revealed a disturbing anomaly, a brief shimmer among the trees. Daniel halted, examining the anomaly with critical precision. "Did you see that?" he hissed. Laura, breath caught, nodded slowly, her instinct warning her of an unseen presence. In the flickering half-light, a slender form could be made out, shifting atop a ridge. It was impossible to say whether the figure was watching them or moving away from the chaos they'd left behind. The couple ducked behind a large boulder, hearts pounding as the dissonant chorus of nature and technology played in the distance. The air was charged with the scent of pine sap and scorched metal, a remnant of the crash that had altered their fate. For a moment, the sound of pursuit was eclipsed by an eerie stillness, as if the wilderness was holding its breath. Laura whispered, "It might not be them. Maybe it's watching us." Her tone held the tantalizing hope of finding an ally in the horror of that night. Daniel frowned, weighing the possibility. His eyes swept the darkened slopes, noting the subtle interplay of shadows. "I'm not betting on that," he muttered. "It could be nothing, or it could be a trap." His words hung in the cold air. In the distance, the droning of helicopters mingled with the unsettling rustle of underbrush. Forced to keep moving, they resumed their cautious trek along a narrow, winding trail flanked by towering rock outcrops. Every step dredged up the dual specters of governmental wrath and the enigmatic figure. Daniel's urge to find a safe haven clashed with Laura's conviction that something beyond their grasp was at play. As they skirted around a crumbling outcrop, an errant beam of moonlight revealed a metallic glint half buried in the snow, a fragment of alien craft pulsing faintly with a surreal glow. "Maybe it's a sign," Laura murmured. "Maybe it's telling us something." Her eyes flitted toward the ridge where the form had been seen. Daniel shook his head. "Signs are useless if they leave us sitting ducks," he retorted quietly. "We need a plan, a shelter, or some way to alert someone who isn't hunting us." Their debate was cut short as the persistent thrum of engines crescendoed overhead, scattering loose branches and intensifying the pressure of imminent capture. With no time to decide fully on course, they reached a fork in the narrow pass, a sharp divergence between a steep uphill scramble and a lower shadow-laden trail. "Up there might give us a chance to see what we're dealing with," Daniel suggested, glancing toward the ridge. "But on this path, we might keep the drones off us." Laura's eyes never left the dim outline on the ridge. "If it's watching, it might not be our enemy. Maybe it's, or could be an ally against the forces chasing us," she whispered.
Night had long abandoned certainties in favor of unsettling possibilities. The distant hum of a helicopter merged with the slow, deliberate shift of that spectral shape. For an agonizing second, the mountain held them in a balance between fleeing into more darkness and seeking a semblance of help amid the unknown. Laura looked to Daniel, their eyes locked in mutual uncertainty. The choice between the rational retreat toward higher ground or the instinctive plunge into the obscurity of the lower trail pulsed fiercely in the night air. Their future, shrouded in government pursuit and the enigma of the alien presence, awaited a decision that would lead them deeper into the mountain's embrace or thrust them toward peril and potential salvation. They made their decision without further debate. The narrow path twisted upward, its icy surface and treacherous ledges promising both a clearer view of what lay ahead and a chance to lose their relentless pursuers. With a mix of grim determination and uncertain hope, Daniel led Laura along a brittle ridge that jutted upward like a knife over the darkened forest below.
Every step was weighted with both the chill of the frozen air and the weight of unspoken confessions born in their desperate flight. The climb was merciless. Sharp winds cut at their faces, and the crunch of frost beneath their boots was punctuated by the occasional slip of a loose rock or betrayal by hidden ice. Each movement demanded absolute concentration, and as they pushed higher, the distance between each heartbeat and every labored breath seemed to stretch. Daniel's muscles tensed with each careful step, his focus solely on the precarious path ahead, even as his heart hammered with the fear of failure. High above, the alien presence seemed to be woven into the very fabric of the mountain. A glimmer of light, barely perceptible yet unsettling, played at the edges of vision, as if the being's essence was mingling with the frost. A subtle hum that vibrated through the rock made the air thick with possibility and dread. Laura kept her eyes fixed on the irregular slope, her nerves raw from the near misses of not only government firepower, but the unpredictable terrain itself. Halfway up the ridge, as they reached a particularly narrow ledge, Laura's foot met a patch of slick ice concealed by a thin crust of snow. In that split second, time seemed to shatter. Her hand shot out instinctively, lost in midair, as she lost traction on the unstable surface. With a strangled cry, she teetered backward, her weight threatening to send her tumbling into the void. Without a second thought, Daniel lunged forward, his arms grasping for purchase on the icy ground and reaching for her wrist. The seconds stretched taut. The frigid air stung their skin, while the distant, unyielding sound of helicopter rotors and footsteps behind them served as a grim reminder of their pursuit. Daniel pulled her close, their breath mingling in a cloud of anxious warmth despite the biting cold. "Hold on, Laura," he rasped, voice rough with both exertion and unspoken emotion. The contact was electric, an unspoken promise of protection that neither had dared to admit until now. She clutched him, trembling violently, her eyes now meeting his with a mix of gratitude and newfound reliance. "I'm not letting go," she managed, her voice a fragile whisper amid the howling wind. In that pivotal moment, the gulf that had long divided them wavered before the urgency of survival. The rescue was more than physical. It was a silent confession that the other mattered despite everything. Down below, Agent Harper's relentless pursuit acquired a sharper edge. From a concealed vantage on a rocky outcrop, he monitored the couple's progress with a cold, calculating stare that belied more than just the objective of containment. Behind his steely eyes lay a purpose deeper than merely quashing unwanted witnesses. His fingers danced over a compact, ruggedized tablet, picking up stray signals and thermal readings that merged the human with the anomalous. Even as his voice had once been raised in commands over the chaos, now he murmured into a concealed earpiece, "We're not missing a single movement. The entity is key. Bring it back at any cost." His tone was low, dangerous, as if reciting an oath to a secret not yet revealed. Agent Harper's hidden motives hummed like a dangerous undercurrent, a need not just to suppress evidence, but to harness the alien's power. The prospect of its otherworldly properties stirred ambitions darker than the governmental orders he outwardly obeyed. His team, scattered along hidden points on the mountainside, advanced with clinical precision, their boots echoing his directive. Harper's relentless gaze swept over the landscape, catching brief glimpses of the subtle disturbances that the alien presence left in its wake. A flicker of light here, a rearrangement of loose stones there, as if nature itself whispered its clandestine message. Back on the climb, Daniel steadied Laura against the ridge as they navigated a section of exposed, crumbling rock. The strain of every precarious step compounded the tension that now bound them. With every shuddering movement, the earth groaned under the mountain's ancient weight, and the alien's presence grew more palpable, a disquieting, shimmering aura that moved with an unseen purpose. The light it shed, not harsh but transformative, brushed against them intermittently, warming the edges of despair like a reminder of possibilities yet unrealized. Their conversation, sparse and edged with urgency, resonated with newfound candor. "I was scared," Laura admitted, after they found a fleeting moment of balance on a narrow shelf of rock carved by ancient ice. Her voice was soft, the confession both a relief and a chisel against walls they had long built between themselves. Daniel's response was measured, his tone gentle despite the peril. "I was scared too," he replied, "but I realize now some risks are worth taking. You matter, and I won't let you fall. Even the mountains seemed to pause in response, the swirling gusts of wind softening briefly as if acknowledging their shared truth. Yet the climb offered no respite. The path twisted steeply upward, where every misstep could lead to a fatal plunge. They pressed forward, eyes locked, not just on the treacherous ground beneath them, but on the distant promise of sanctuary, a break in the rocky barrier that might lead to a safe descent or an overlook of the continuing chaos below. Near the summit of this fragile ridge, when exhaustion's heavy cloak began to envelop them, a sudden shift in the ground sent a moment of absolute terror cascading over Daniel. A section of ice cracked, and a cascade of loose snow cascaded down the slope like an avalanche in miniature. Daniel's quick reflexes held. He caught Laura's arm in time, preventing her from sliding further into the void. The sensation, brutal and immediate, forced a silent acknowledgement. This was the moment when the consequences of every fear, every miscalculation were laid bare. With a desperate heave, he dragged her back to a more stable footing. Their foreheads brushed in that instant, cold sweat mingling with the frost as the gravity of the near loss crystallized unspoken feelings that had been held back by the barrier of survival. The raw physicality of that rescue transcended words. Every agonized breath and pounding heartbeat testified to a shift in the balance of what they owed each other. As if stirred by that loss prevented, Laura's grip on Daniel tightened, and in the ensuing silence, their connection reconfigured itself with a new depth that went beyond the shared terror of escape. It was the touch of desperation, the acknowledgement that in a world where every decision could be final, the act of saving one another was an act of profound sincerity. Thank you for choosing A Story Publishing.